Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Hey, thanks for all the emails. Love them. And the letters, bless you. We're looking at the preciousness of the Lord Jesus today. Our scripture is 1 Peter 2:7, which simply says, "Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious." Jesus is precious to those who believe, to those who have been lifted out of themselves by faith. Their affection has been placed upon Jesus, and he becomes the precious one. Now, that literally in the Greek, when it says he is precious, it says he's the preciousness. He's of immense value. It's impossible to calculate his work. But there he is, our great Savior God, who has ransomed us and redeemed us. And to we who believe, he is precious. The scripture doesn't even say to work up this idea of preciousness in our heart and our thinking. No, he already is precious. That's a great mark of knowing that you really are saved. You see, so many folks today have made a wee simple decision and raised their hand and said, "Oh, I've decided to follow Jesus because I want to go to heaven." Well, hey, that's sensible, isn't it? Who wants to go to hell? You don't decide to go to hell. Say, that's a great day out. No. Or they say to Jesus, "Oh yeah, I want peace and I want joy. I want something out of you. And here's the deal, Lord, I'm in a mess." So, you know, these things are all right. They can help. I mean, the Lord's big. He's gracious. And sometimes he uses just something like that. But you know what happens? Somewhere along the line, dear folks, the Holy Spirit of God moves upon us and our thinking and our understanding and reduces us to nothing. And we become nothing, lost, wretched. And we look to Calvary and there we see the Lamb of God dying for our wretchedness, shedding his blood for our sins. And it's then that we know he is precious. So do you know that he is precious? Is he precious to your thoughts? Oh, let's consider for this next few days the preciousness of the Lord Jesus. He is wonderful. If ever you have seen what you're like without him, what are we like without him? Well, when we were without strength in due season, Christ died for the ungodly. We were without strength and ungodly. And while we were yet sinners, Christ died. He's lovely. But he's more than lovely. He is precious. He is the preciousness of God. He is wonderful in his saving power, in his shed blood, oh, in his separating us unto himself, saving us to the uttermost. He is precious. Hey, by the way, have you ever trusted him as your only hope of heaven? That's what you got to do. And he'll bring you to the place where you can do that. Call upon him for mercy, and you will be saved. And that is the Gospel Truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, slán agus beannacht libh.